Okay, the learning we do this month, the month of Elul, is Lirafua Shalema for Rafael Moshe Ali Melech and Basha. So we learn Lirafua Shalema for him. And this week is sponsored anonymously in honor of the Hebrew Academy in Essex County. At least one person in the room is a product. So, we appreciate that. Okay, so I wanted to spend, B'Neder Mitzvah Hashem, a few minutes talking about Tosis Achos Ishto on the bottom of the page. It's difficult to talk about this Tosis because it's Mayim Shein Lam Sof. In the Tosis itself, and then also like the Achronisher raid on the Tosis is endless. I don't think it's Kedai for you to spend, we're just saying at the end of this discussion now, that it's Kedai to spend time, you know, reading every page in the Raid Sfarim about this Tosis. There are a lot of Mahalchim, and each of the Mahalchim have a nuanced difference in terms of how to read the Tosis, in terms of what the Hanachos of Tosis are. They matter, obviously, a lot, but if you are Mechavin to one, or you find one, and it works, so try to work out all the pieces and realize there's a lot more, but you're just going to get lost if you spend, you know, all your time on the Achronisher raid on this. I'm going to try to present something that will at least give us ha'aros and how to learn the Tosis and also how to learn the dinim and the machlokas and the rishonim. But like I said, I'm opening myself up to questions from other parts because we're not working out every detail in the chaburah. So this isn't meant to be a shir klali on every single part of the Tosis, but just a couple of aros. So maybe we'll do it that way. We'll break it down by stages in the Tosis, and we'll try to see what assumptions Tosis may or may not be making, and if anyone argues with each of those assumptions. So to start the Tosis, so Tosis asks a question. There's already a question. What's the question? So we're going to interpret it one way, and you know, if you know other ways, bochi yivchar. So the Tosis says like this, V'achas ishto, ein lahakshas, don't ask the following question, meaning here's the question, the nida te aser liyabam, the nida should be asura to the yabam, even though, afal pisha mitara acharkach, even though afterwards she's going to be mitara herself, she's going to become muteres, she should still be asura, kamo achas ishto, she'en misya bemes, afilu mesa ishto acharichin. She should be, maybe you would ask, don't ask, but maybe you would ask, she should be just like achas ishto. Achas ishto is Petura and Asura from Yibum, even B'chegavna, that the husband died afterwards. She's Asura La'olam. So too, maybe Anida. Anida, B'shas, Nefila, she was Anida. And just like an Achlas Isha, who was Asura, B'shas, Misa, and even though the Ish, the Baal, passed away later on, she still remains Asura. So too, Yevama, who's Anida, should be Asura, obviously B'shaita, Tos is assuming B'shaita, and even further on. So, l'chora, again, really dagesh chazak on l'chora, but l'chora, Tosis are making two assumptions here when they ask this question. The first assumption they're making, and again, we're going to try to come back to this in a second, the first assumption they're making is that anything which is an erva, anything which is bechlal arayis, should be bechlal our Mishnah. Meaning anything which is an erva to the Yabam should be Ptura and Asura, or Asura, therefore Ptura, from the mitzvah of Yibam. We're not going to talk about whether he's asking about Chalitza. That's a question. But should be Ptura, should be Asura from Yibam, and Shishapater, Tsara, Sayen, and Tsara, Sayen, etc. So those are assuming anything which is an Erva should Pater from Yibam. The obvious other assumption that Tosis has that's dependent on the previous point is that Anida is Bechlal, that list. Anida is Bechlal, that category, meaning Anida is an Erva. Tosis are assuming that anything which is an Erva should Pater, because you see the Mishnah is full of Arayos and they all Pater, and that Anida, therefore, again, don't ask, but you could have asked that Anida should be Bechlal, the Mishnah, and therefore should be Petura from Yibam, Asura B'Yibam. So the first assumption that anything which is arayos should be included in the Mishnah, so that is l'chora gemara, correct? That's the gemara in Daf Gimel and Beis. The Gemara Daf Yom Beis says, "Ve'ein li el achas isha." We know achas isha. Sharayis minayin. So the Gemara learns a mematzinu. Amris ma achas isha miuched that she erva. Achas isha is an erva. She's a rayos v'chayav and asdona kares v'ashrigasa chatas. She's an erva. She yesh ba kares and she's a sur liyabam. Af kol she erva v'chayav and asdona kares v'ashrigasa chatas a sur liyabam. So anything which is an erva that's yesh ba kares should be a sur liyabam. Meaning our Mishnah. Is that easy so far? That's a beferish Gemara. Anything which is an erva sheish bakaris should be poteres min ayibam min achalitza. Now we're putting this on the side for a second, but I just want to make sure we're holding in Tosos. Memela Tosos therefore say you could have asked the question that nida should also be included because lechora nida is an erva sheish bakaris. Yeah, but a ha'ara, and I got this ha'ara from Rav Shechter. The Rambam didn't learn the Gemara the same way that we just said. This is very gishmak. I don't know if this is raid. And if it is, maybe you saw it somewhere else, you'll tell me if the Achronim say this. I didn't see it elsewhere. But if you open the Rambam, Ibn Chalitza, Perek Vav, if you go to Halacha Tes, so the Rambam says like this, Ketzad, Yivama Shehi Erva Al Yabma. How do you have a case of a Yivama who's an Erva Al Yabma, and therefore her Yabam, and therefore she's not going to be B'chal Yibam Chalitza? Kigon, Shaisa Achaz Ishto Imo Bita Harizo Petur Men Chalitza. That's a question why the Rambam quotes that drasha. It's compounded by the fact that the Rambam in Perish Mishnayis doesn't quote, I think it was Aleha, if I remember. It's like footnote in the Perish Mishnayis, not like a big discovery. Okay. But here, this is the line. So the Rambam says, she's Petura from Yibam, she's Asura of Yibam. Why? Because of Gezeres HaKasav, which means, Mishiru Uya Lili Kuchen Vikidushin Tofsin Ba. He shehizakuk al yabam. So says the Rambam. What's the mematzinu? What's the drasha? What's the lima? The alfusa and the Gemara and Gimel and Beis. So we said until now like this: it's pashup shat in the Gemara that kol again. It's literally pashup shat and reading the words almost. Kol shehi erva v'yesh bakaris. Kol shehi erva v'yesh bakaris is going to pater from yibam chalitza. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says kol shereuya lilikuchen v'kidushin tofsin ba he shehizakuk al yabam. And anyone who has no tfisas kedushin is not zakuk al yabam. So that's gevaldik, because it is true that there's 99% overlap on the two drashos, correct? Meaning the Tosas, the Gemara, sorry, says that the idea is erev sheish bakaris. So every erev sheish bakaris has no tfisas kedushin. So the Rambam's lechora not saying anything different, except there's an exception to the rule, correct? There's a drasha in the Gemara later on, daf mem tes, that vatihini dasa alav. That a nida, although presumably based on the way the Gemara presents it, although she would ostensibly be an erva, but vatihini dasa love, and therefore there's tefisas kedushin. Amar Abaye kol modim b'val nida b'val asota she'ena vlad mamzer. Meaning there's tefisas kedushin and there's no mamzerus. Nida the hot tafsi ba kedushin shenem mar vatihini dasa love afilu b'shach nidasa tafsi ba kedushin. So what the Rambam here avoids. It's amazing. What the Rambam here avoids is Tosas' whole kasha. For the Rambam, there's no kasha here. We don't have to get into the second Anacha. For Tosas, the Gemara says very clearly that the drush, the alfusa, the limud, is anything which is an erva sheish bakari should be pater from yibam mechalitza. So therefore, you have to ask, you have to wonder, you have to scratch your head about Anida. She's an erva sheish bakari. So why would she not be asura liyabam? But the Rambam says, no, it's anything which is an erva, meaning that it has no kiddushin. There's no tefisas kiddushin. But b'chira gavn, if you could invent such an erva that there's tefisas kiddushin, then shitaka would be zakuka liyabam. Oh, I have the example, the Gemara in Memtes. She's a erva, the nida, who has a zika, because really there's tefisas kiddushin. Really there's tefisas kiddushin. So Tosas' question doesn't get off the ground in the limud according to the Rambam. I think that's a gavaldik ha'ar in the limud of the Rambam. What is the pshat in that machlokas? Meaning, what are they arguing about? So it could be it's tali in a machlokas Rashi Tosas later on. So we're streamlining, but on that Gemara on Daf Mem Tesam Biz, the Gemara has a discussion about this klal of Abaye that everyone's moda that by nida and sota there's no mamzeris because there's tfisas kedushin. So in that context, Rashi brings up, it sounds like such a chiddush, like a huge chiddush, but he brings up a klal which is referred to as midalo tafsi paki, meaning in a standard case, we're streamlining because the case the Gemara is talking about is the exception to this rule, but it comes out from Rashi that the rule is the following, that in a standard case, you have plenty of relationships where there's no tfisas kedushin. So what Rashi seems to assume, by contrast to what he says in the case in the Gemara over there, what he seems to assume is that if you have a case that the relationship would not be nitfas in kedushin, that there's no tfisas kedushin, then if they get married before that's an issue, and then she becomes one of those arayos to him somehow, she becomes an arayos that's not nitfas in kedushin usually. So the same way, midlo tafsi paki. The same way that she wouldn't be nitfas in kedushin had she originally been this erva to him. So now that she became this erva to him, the kedushin that were originally nitfas in are paku bechdi. They just disappear. The kedushin dissolve because there's no tfisas kedushin on such an isha. The reason why it's called streamlining is because what the Rashi says on the page is nida has tfisas kedushin, therefore her kedushin is not paku when she becomes a nida. Sota has tfisas kedushin, therefore her kedushin is not paka when she becomes the erva. It's not going to be paka. So what Rashi says, though, in other cases, if you have a case of itfisas kedushin that comes mid marriage, it would be mafkia, the original kedushin, which is like a really fascinating thing that you wouldn't have thought on your own. I think that's what Rashi assumes. Tosas there are very bothered by this. Tosas there and Tosas in Masechet Kedushin as well. Tosas are very, very bothered about this, and they don't agree that's true. If you already had Kedushin, they say you're already married. The marriage doesn't dissolve because she now became Ein Bat Tfisas Kedushin. Kedushin took place 10 years ago before the Chuppah. They already were Mekadish, this Isha. So now, later on, she becomes one of the Arayos, but it's already a done deal. They're already married. It's not going to be a Paka. Kedushin lo Paka Bechdi. It's not going to disappear automatically. So that's a Machlokas Rashi and Tosas. So what's that Machlokas? What are they arguing about? So, l'chora, they're arguing about the following. For Tosfos, which I think is the Pasha Pshat, we would have thought, for Tosfos, the Pshat is that when you have E Tfisas Kedushin, we have an Isha, that there's no Tfisas Kedushin by her, one of the Arayos. So what's the Pshat in that? Why is there no Tfisas Kedushin? So apparently the Pshat for Tosfos is that the Torah, qualifies who you're allowed to marry and who you're not allowed to marry. So you want to express Das that I want to marry this Erva. So you say, Haret Mekdesh is lead to this Erva. But the Torah says, no deal. It doesn't work. The Torah expressed a Ratzon, a Das of its own, Das Torah, that you can't marry such an Isha. So you're going to try to override that Das. So your Das is canceled. It doesn't work. It's like it's like an Yavid Lomahani type of Asvara. You're trying to go against the Torah. It's not going to be Chal. It's not going to work. There's no Tfisas Kedushin by Arayos. The Torah prescribed who you can marry, who you can't marry. You can't override that rule of the Torah. That's what Tosas assume. So Tfisas Kedushin won't be nitfas in those cases. What if they already got married and then she became an erva afterwards? So he's not expressing any das. They were already married. He's not trying to override the Torah. There's no iavid, and therefore there's no lo mahani. It was already mahani when she wasn't an erva. Now she became an erva later on in life. Shkoyach, she became an erva later on in life. But they were already married. There already was a tfisas kedushin. He didn't do anything wrong, b'shaito. So there's not going to be a hafka of the original kedushin. That is very mustaber. Is everyone with me so far? That's very mustaber to me, at least. Okay. Rashi, what's Rashi saying? Rashi's saying, how does Rashi disagree? So, maybe, kach nearly, not necessarily true. We'll see soon. You have to side with one of these two. But maybe there's two possibilities in Rashi. First possibility is that, and this is, I think, simpler. Rashi says that the din of no tfisas kedushin by Arayos is not that you express das and the Torah says, no way, stop sign, you can't marry this woman. The pshat in no tfisas kedushin means you can't have ishus with this person. Ishus with this lady is impossible. It's polar opposites on the magnets. It's not possible for these two people to be matched up. So if a person tries to make Kadesh and Erva, it won't work because it's two opposite, the same sides of the magnet, and they're trying to attract to each other. They won't be able to come together because the Torah says that this is not for you, it's not a shidduch. So it's not going to be a shidduch. But if she becomes the same north side of the magnet as you mid-marriage, that will also now repel each other. There will also be a hafka of the Kedushin because Kedushin is not nitfas by these two people. For Tosas, the pshat is you can't be Mekadesh this Isha. And therefore, if you're already Mekadesh her and then she becomes an Erva, it's already done. They didn't do anything wrong. It's already over. But for Rashi, Kedushin is not nitfas by this Isha. There can't be Ishas with these two people, even if it happens in the middle of life. There's going to be a hafka of the Kedushin because it just doesn't work. They can't be together. That's the first way to say Rashi. That's clear. The other way to say Rashi, and this, this has led to many a joke throughout Jewish literature and then also through Jewish history and yeshivas in general. But the other possibility is what the Achronim suggest, that there are two ways to conceive of Kedushin, but one of them is that the way Kedushin works is that you're Mekadesh Nisha on June 1st of 2015, and then every minute after June 1st of 2015, every single minute of every day, there's a new, it's a beautiful Shev Brachas Vart, right? There's a new, there Chozer Nu Meskadshin every single day. There's a new Kedushin every single day. I mean, you're constantly Mekadesh this Isha. There's so much vibrancy in the marriage. There's so much of a Chiddush in the marriage every single day. This is, I think, Rav Shimon Shkap said something along these lines, and I think they, in the books, they have a, well, we know who it was about, but he doesn't use the names, but one of the Talmid Chacham said to the other Talmid Chacham, who had this opinion in Lamdas, he kept saying Mazel Tov to him, like, randomly, because he was saying, oh, if you're really getting engaged every minute, so you should say Mazel Tov to him. There was a guy who did that to in yeshiva, and he didn't think it was funny. I did it, like, every day to him, and he didn't think it was funny. But, he moved far away anyways, and I think I might have ruined his life. But that is what the Achronim suggests. So in Rashi, maybe that's the Pshat possibly too, is that it's not, maybe Rashi is very close to Tosas. Rashi also thinks that the Pshat in No Tfisas Kedushin is that you can't be Mekadesh Nisha, who's a Shem Erva, who's an Erva, who's one of the Arayos. You can't be Mekadesh because the Torah says not to. It won't work. Avid lo mahani, that type of thing. But for Tosas, that happened on June 1st in 2015. For Rashi, that's happening every day since then. So now, if in the middle of marriage, in Elul of Tafshin Pei, in August of 2023, all of a sudden she becomes an Erva, so it's not that Isha is not possible by her, it's that you can't be Mekadosh her today. So Mamela, the Kedushin, disappears for Rashi. Those are the two possibilities in Rashi. We're going to come back, but we're going to assume the first Tzad. So that's the Machlokas Rashi Tosas there on Mem Test. Good? Rashi and Tosas are arguing whether Kedushin are going to be paka bechdi if in the middle of marriage there's a shem erva that's chal nes isha. So come back to our discussion. We were wondering within Yibam, Rashi and Tosas and our sugya, what does that do to our case? We were talking about the way to learn the Yalfusa, the Mematzinu, early in our Gemara about what's going to prevent the mitzvah of Yibam. So it could be the Rambam and Tosfos are arguing about this very very nekuda. For Tosfos, l'shitasam, the din of no tfisas kedushin by Arayos. What's the pshat in the din of no tfisas kedushin? You can't be Mekadesh and Isha, who's an Erva, correct? That's Tosfos on Mem Tes. So Tosfos look at the Gemara and they say, that's what the din of no tfisas kedushin is. You can't be Mekadesh and Isha, who is an Erva to you. Okay, fine. Now comes the case of Yibam. So what happens? He tries to be Mekadesh and Isha, who's Arayos? No. Isha Hiknu Lomar Shemaim. The Torah gives him an Isha in front of him. She happens to be an Erva, but it's not the Tfisas Kedushin that's going to passel that, because for Tosas, the problem of Tfisas Kedushin is only when a person tries to express Das against the Torah. Here, the Torah says, here is this lady, she's your Yavama. She's falling before you for Yibam. So when the Gemara says that she's Arayos Sheish Ben Karis, and therefore there's no mitzvah of Yibam, it's not saying since there's no Tfisas Kedushin. Tfisas Kedushin has no relevance for Tosas here, because for Tosas, it's not a question of Tfisas Kedushin. You're not expressing Das against the Torah. Isha Hikna Lamina Shemayim. This is an Isha that was placed in front of you, that fell before you. Not a problem of Tfisas Kedushin here. Must be a different problem. Must be that there's a Yalfusa, there's a Mematzinu, that as long as she's an Isra Erva Sheish Ben Karis, she's a Ptura and Asura from Yibam. Mimela, Tosas then come and say, okay, so every Erva, and even Anida. But the Rambam, like Rashi on the Daf Mem Test, the Rambam says, no, the issue of Tfisas Kedushin in general is that there can't be Ishus between these two people. It's not possible to have Ishus between these two people. They repel each other like two similar sides of a magnet. It's not possible to have Ishus. And if that's the case, even by a Yavama, even if it's Hikmil and Shemayim, when there's an attempt at Zika, which is a Miktas Ishus, as Rabbi Stavansky explains, when there's an attempt at Zika, which is a Miktas Ishus, whoever's Ishus it is the Ishus of the Ach, the original Ach, is the Ishus of the new guy, whatever the Ishus is, that Ishus can't be Chal. There can't be Tfisas Kedushin, because even though it's Ishik Nul Meshamayim, that's not the point. It's not a question of what you did. It's a question of whether it's possible. It's impossible. It's impossible. So says the Rambam, when you look at the Gemara and you see anything which is Arayas Sheish Bakaris, it's a code word. It means if there's no Likuchen, there's no Kiddushin, because there can't be marriage in this case. If there can't be marriage in their case, there can't be Kiddushin, there can't be Likuchen, as the Rambam says, and there can't be Yibam either. Because Yibam is a mixus of the Zika of Yibam is a mixus of condition. It can't be chal because you can't have Ishus by such a lady. So the machlokas in the drushos is a very fundamental machlokas in terms of Tfisas Kedushin, according to this. It's a machlokas Rashi tells on Memtes. And it's a machlokas that the Rambam and Rashi are arguing about here, that maybe for the Rambam, the pshat in Itfisas Kedushin is this point, that you can't have the Ishus, and therefore that's what the drush was really saying in the beginning of the Gemara here in Daf Gimel. The reason we got into this was because Tosas are making a hanacha that, we said this the first hanacha, and it sounded like it was pasha. Tosas are making a hanacha here. They're assuming that anything which is arayos, sheish ben kares, is going to be included in our Mishnah and should pater and aser from Yibam. And that's the only, you need that hanacha in order to get to the next stage in the question. So what we're pointing out is that the Rambam doesn't have the question because they don't have that hanacha. He doesn't think the drasha says that. He thinks the drasha says that anything which doesn't have tefisas kedushin can't have Yibam and Chalitza, because Tfisas Kedushin means that you can match. Tfisas Kedushin means you can't have a match. That's true by Yibam also. So therefore, anything which has no Tfisas Kedushin can't be within Yibam. So there's no kasha from Nida. Nida, whatever she is, whether she's Erva or she's not an Erva, we have a Gemara that certainly says there is Tfisas Kedushin. There can be Ishus with an Isha Nida. And therefore, the Rambam wouldn't be bothered by Tosas' kasha. Yeah, but Tosas is bothered by Tosas' kasha, Lishitasim, because they have the kasha. So they're bothered by this, and they make that second hanacha that, again, you could have answered the question, we'll come to this in a second, you could have answered the question that Nida is not an erva. We'll see if Tosas do answer that way. But you could have answered the question Nida is not an erva, but clearly Tosas are assuming, at least in the question stage, that Nida is also an erva, and therefore she should fit smoothly into the rule of anything which is a raya, sheyesh ben kares, should be pasal for Yibam. Okay, so Tosas here offer a teretz. We'll continue reading the Tosas. Don't ask what we just asked. Klotz kasha. Why? De lo dami, de achos isha v'shar arayos, nida is not similar, because in all the cases in the Mishnah, achos isha and all the other arayos, ha iser omer ala yabam tvei mishar b'nei adam. The iser to be miyabim, the iser bia, applies to this person more than anyone else. It's an exclusive iser to this person. Aval nida l'chule alma asira. But anida is just usher to everyone. She's so different in that way. She's usher to everyone. Anida is a surah regardless of who you are. The Baal for sure. And anyone else also can't be with anida. So it's not. She's not similar to the other cases in the Mishnah. The next line in Tosas is very unclear what he's trying to accomplish here. We're assuming, we're not going to read it, but we're assuming that it's part of this teretz. It could be it's a second teretz, and there's three teretzim. It could be it's part of this teretz. So we'll assume it's a raya, meaning she's Anida is unique from the other arayos. But we're not going to talk about it now. It'll take time. Okay. So what's this answer? So Tosas are saying shiny Nida because she's asur l'kuli alma mashenkin. All the arayos are only asur or are exclusively asur to the yavam. So in the Tosas rush, he says seemingly the same teretz with more elucidation. Yesh lamar de lefi de lo yalfina nida me'achaz isha kemo sha'arai she iser omer al yabim tfei me'al shar b'nei adam. That's all Tosas. Aval nida l'kol yama asura v'lo makarya. That's what I was saying is the vav. V'lo makarya erva de'ena asura mishem kurva. So what the Tosas Rush seems to be saying, this is the raid, this is what everyone assumes Tosas Rush is saying, and the Rush says this in Psakim as well, if you saw on Simon Beis. What Tosas Rush seems to be saying is, and it, if we're correct, it's really a beer on what Tosas is saying, and they just left out a couple of words, but what the Tosas Rush is suggesting is that the difference between Nida and all the Arayos is that all of the Arayos are Asura on a specific person. Nida is Asura on everyone, and therefore it's clearly not Arayos. Arayos are mishum kurva. Arayos are when there's a relationship, and therefore because of that relationship, you can't marry that woman. But when a woman is objectively a nida, a court for everyone, that's not what arayos is. That's not how you define arayos. So then this answer to us is saying, you're right, in the kasha I assumed that nida was an erva, and I assumed that the drasha means that anyone who's an erva is bechlal the mishnah. Answer, not true. Answer, she's not actually an erva. But if you look up the Shulchan Aruch and Kufayin Hey, this is a halacha ma'isakola. You're supposed to be looking up the Shulchan Aruch. So if you look up the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kufayin Hey, you'll find the Vilna Gaon in the beginning, in his comments in the beginning. So the Mechaber writes, Yevama she'ena ru'uyilis yabim b'shas nefila, mishum iser erva, asura olamis. So he says, a Yevama who's not able to have yibum b'shas nefila, because she's an Isser Erva, so she's a Asura Olamis. So we're not going to talk about the second half right now, but the Vilna Gaon there comments, when the Shulchan Aruch says Mishum Isser Erva, he says, why is he saying Mishum Isser Erva? So the Vilna Gaon says, La Fuke Nida, Isser Erva, La Fuke Nida. So that's great. So the Vilna Gaon is saying, like we're saying in Tosas, nobody says it's better. Kimo Shekas V'Tosas in Beis HaMed'Alev. Meaning the Vilna Gaon learned that way in Tosas. He thinks Tosas are saying that Nida is not an Erva, and that's why she's not Bechlal, the Ptur, and the Isser of Yibam. The Vilna Gaon repeats this in other places as well. Yeah. I'm not sure I'm going to answer the following question, but is there a Svar here? Meaning, there's a Chiluk, you know, is the Chiluk Mechalik? There's a Chiluk between Nida and all their Arayos. Arayos are generally Asar on one person, Nida is Asar on everyone. Clearly Tosfos assume that's a simin l'davar, that it's not Arayos, but is there, like, where did they get that from, and what does that mean? Why would that be true? So I'm not sure I'll answer the why. But maybe where they get it from, so Rav Shechter has a suggestion here, which is just great. You look in Eretz Tzvi, you'll find it. So he points to the Gemara in Yevamos on Mem Hei. The Gemara in Yevamos there discusses the case of an Akum Haba al Bas Yisrael, whether there's going to be Mamzeris or not. So the assumption is there won't be a Mamzeris by Akum Haba al Bas Yisrael. So there's two Gersos in the Gonim. There's two Gersos in the Gemara there. One of them is from the Gonim. The Rishonim quote the two Gersos. But Lefi, one Gersa, basically what the Gemara says, I'll try to read the words I have here for you. We hold Akum Haba al Bas Yisrael as the Vlad is Kasher, even if she's an Ish Zish. Why? Because we learn Me Eshes Av, the Gemara says. Ma Eshes Av, Dilididalo, Tafsiba Kadushin, Lachrini, Tafsiba Kadushin, Lafuke, Ovid Kochavin, Ve'eved, Dilo, Tafsiba Kadushin, Klal. So, I think this is for sure true. We generally assume Mamzeris is Taloi in Erva. Meaning, if something is Erva and doesn't have Tisus Kadushin, she is a, the child rather, is a Mamzer. So much so that the Gemara, at least in some places, attributes that position to Rabbi Akiva about Isuri Lavin. I mean, we know Rabbi Akiva disagrees about that even Isuri Lavin are not Nitvas and Kiddushin, and therefore the Vlad is a Mamzer. I think in some places the Gemara says, at least Tosas quotes it this way, that because for Rabbi Akiva, those are also Erva. Those are also Erva. Isuri Lavin are also Erva. So Erva equals Mamzeris. So what the Gemara here says, it comes out, and this is where Rav Shechter quotes from the Rav, what comes out over here is that Gilui Arayos, which results in Mamzeris, is only shaykh when you have a case of Eishes Av, a type of case like Eishes Av, where Dili Dida lo tafsi bakadushin, la achrini tafsi bakadushin, la fuke ovid kochavim, the case of an akum abal bas Yisrael, de lo tafsi bakadushin klal. You look at the Ritva, he spells it out, meaning by Eved or akum abal bas Yisrael, the difference between him and Eishes Av and every other case of Arayos that the Gemara is comparing it to is that he is a sewer to everyone. There's no one who's nitfas in this relationship. So if that's true, it's not a rayos. That's just a stam iser bias. You're not allowed to be with that person. It's not called a rayos in such a case. And therefore, there is tfisas kedusha. And therefore, there is no mamzeris, the vlad is kasher. Can you close it? Can you close it? It's very loud.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. That's why you're my favorite Willy. So, what were we talking about? Yevamos? I don't remember. No, I just don't remember. Oh, yeah. So that's, maybe that's the source of the svara here in Tosas. It happens to be Rabbi Per and Menachem had a different shot here, which I thought was very interesting. So you could ask them on your own time, but... that's what Rav Shechter suggests is the svara here. Tosas are assuming there's a makar. Again, I didn't answer the why. I don't know why. But the makar for this is that you see that when there's just a broadly speaking, a general isra, this person's not allowed to marry anyone, that's not a rayos, and therefore it's not mamzeris afterwards. Masha Inkin, when you have erva, it's asur to a particular person, that results in mamzeris. So Tosas see that and say, oh, hu adin, hu atam, by nida as well. By Nida as well. By Nida, she's definitely problematic. She's definitely an Asura, but she's Asura to everyone equally. So she's not one of the Arayos. And you see, Tfisa Kedushin, you see no Amzeris, etc. The other thing you find in the Rishonim, which is also in the Balei Tosfos, which is why it warrants mention, is the Sefer Yasher Rabbeinu Tam. People probably saw this quoted. But what's interesting about it is that he also assumes, beferish, that Anida is not an Erva. That Anida is not Erva. He brings a Raya that's interesting, and they also has a Svar, I think, that's different. The Raya that's interesting is that he brings a Raya from the fact that we hold Ein Davar Sheba Erva Pachos Mishnayim. You need Shnayim Eidim for a Davar Sheba Erva. But we know from the famous toast in the beginning of Masechet Gittin, but we know that Nida, who v'safar la shivas yamim, means really zava, but the way we apply it, so she's na menace on her own situation. So it's davar sheba erva. How is it mutter pachas mishnayim? How do we nema on pachas mishnayim? Elamai, Rabbeinu Tam says clearly it's not a davar sheba erva, and Nida is not a rayos, which is an interesting raya. What's fascinating in the Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer Yashar is that he gives a svara for why she's not an erva. He says because she's not a sur la olam. The fact that she's going to be muteris in a few days when she goes to mikvah, when she finishes her nidus, so that proves that she's not an erva. So what's the svara there? That's not like what we said before, right? But what we said before is that the fact that she's a surah akule alma meaning people, not time, right? Akule alma shows that she's not an erva because erva usually means exclusively limited to specific people. But here, Rabbeinu Tam is saying, no, it's because of time thing. Because she's going to become muteris, she's clearly not an erva. She's not a rayos. Obviously, other arayos could change over time, but they're not. It's not granted that they'll change, and also it's not as immediate, he thinks. Yeah, so maybe this is like the Achronim who say, like the Asma Darais has a famous essay about this, that the difference between Isurim Zmanim and Isurim Tmidim is the difference between Isur Chefs and Isur Gavra. Meaning, when you have an Isur that's Zmani, Rabbi Yosef Engel has studied about this, but the main assumption of the Achronim is that when you have an Isra that's Zmani, meaning it's temporary, it's, it comes and goes, so it's by definition an Isra on the Gavra. You can't eat food on Yom Kippur. That's not, the food's not treif on Yom Kippur, the food is kasher food. And if it was not Yom Kippur, it was Matzah Yom Kippur, or it was Erev Yom Kippur, it would either be mutter or a mitzvah to eat the food. It's not treif of food. But it's an Isra Zmani, it's a temporary Isser, and it's an Isser on the Gavra. You can't eat the food. The food is kosher, but you can't eat it. Mashenka, when you have an Isser that's Tmidi, that's an Isser that's La'olam, an Isser that doesn't have any end to it, it's always Usser, that's an Isser Cheftza. That's something which is objectively Usser in the Cheftza itself. There's a Chalos Shem Isser in the Cheftza itself. So maybe, and this is very, very mistaver, maybe the difference between Arayos and regular Yisurei Bia, again, Yom Kippur Mashal, a person is not a bee with his wife on Yom Kippur. There's an Isser Tashmish on Yom Kippur. It's one of the Chamesh Inuyim, correct? So she's Arayos? A person's wife in Yom Kippur is one of the Arayos? Of course not. There's an Isser Bia. There's an Isser Maisa Bia. But that's a temporary Isser. There's an Isser on the Gavra to be with that woman at this point. But she's not a Shem Erva. There's nothing in the Isha that she's now, she's a Yom Kippur Dika wife. There's nothing in the Isha that she's a Chalos Shem Erva. An Erva is only when there's a Chalos Shem in the Gavra. So you can't have that by an Isser Zmani, says Rabbeinu Tam. When it's a temporary Isser, it can't be Arayos, because you can't have a Chalos Shem in something that's so temporary. If it's Zmani, if it's fleeting, it's not going to be an Isser Cheftza, and therefore won't be an Isser Arayos. In Sefer Yashar, but I mean the he says that he says the fact that she is going to become Muteris soon accounts for the fact that she's not an Erva. We're suggesting that the pshat in that is that's the difference between Isser Cheftza and Isser Gavra. Right, so that's what I was saying before, is that Rabbeinu Tam clearly assumes that that's not a given that Achos Isha will become Muteris. That's just, it could happen that way randomly, and it could happen in 100 years, or it could happen in 10 years, or it could happen in 2 years. Nida is on a schedule where she's going to come and go. It's going to happen, and it'll be quicker too. So that's qualitatively very different. It's a temporary Isser. Achos Isha could very well be forever. I think he might even say that, but if he doesn't say it, it's to me that's obvious. Okay, akapanim. So what Tosfos are saying is that ain nida min arayos, right? The answer is, the question is, nida should be one of the arayos, and nida is one of the arayos, and therefore it should be included in the Mishnah. The answer is no, it's not one of the arayos, either because of what Tosfos say on our page, and the Tosfos Rush mimics as well and expands upon, or because of what Rabbeinu Tam says in Sefer Yashar, that it's an Isser Zmani, not Isser Cheftza. So those are the two possibilities that we presented, and Tosfos are, according to the way we're presenting it now, not everyone agrees with this, are actually saying that the Nida is not an Erva. The Rishonim argue about this. This is Bavus. This is all over. The Rambam in many places, you can look in Yisurah B in the beginning of Perek Dalet, but you'll look everywhere else and it's clear. The Rambam certainly thinks Anida is an Erva. You have the Ritva in Maseches Pesachim. I don't remember if we spoke about this last year on Daf Hey, but the Ritva says that there's, he brings the B'Shem the Ra'ah. He's Mesupik about it, but he brings the B'Shem the Ra'ah that there's a Dinye Harg Ve'Yavor on Anida, and this is very famous, the Beis Yosef, the Shach, the Vilna Gaon in Kupsadi Hei in Yerdea, in the Simon about Har Chakos, all assume that Anida is Arayos, is an Erva. It's not Lishitazo, and therefore he doesn't ask the question, so it's not Lishitazo, but yes, it's consistent in the sense that like he doesn't have to give Tosu's answer. I don't know if that's what's machriachim to say the drasha and the gemara that way, meaning because what we presented before was regardless of whether it's and what shame neither is, it would have been true about the other eyes, but it certainly is consistent. Close it. Okay. Okay. Because this is clearly Tali and Machlok as we've shown him. The Rambam certainly doesn't say what we just said. It might be two deos an hour, Tosas. We'll come back to this, but Tosas give a second answer. Or if you were counting before, a third answer according to some ways of saying it, but give a second answer about Nesra, which is happening in a few lines in Tosus. So the Rav and I think the Achronim in general make the assumption that these two Deos in Tosus represent these two opinions. I mean, the first day in Tosus says Nida is not an Erva. The second day it says no, Nida is an Erva, but there's another reason to answer. There's another way to answer our question. So it's either two Deos in Tosus. It's a day. It's in the Rambam. It's in the Ritva. It's in all the poskim in Shulchan Aruch. Bemis, it seems like it's a Gemara, because the Gemara has, later in Masechta Yevamos, right now I'm blanking on which page, but I think Nandalid is Hakesh Derabiona. Hakesh Derabiona is Nandalid? Nunhei, right? Something like that? Nandalid? Yeah. So on Nandalid, so we have the Hakesh Derabiona. So the Hakesh Derabiona not only includes Nida, but it's, I think the source is Nida, meaning Es Mikora Ha'era. The source is Nida, and the assumption is that we're learning all Arayos Lehadadi. Each of the Arayos is learned from one to the other. Nida is clearly one of the Arayos in that Gemara. I don't know. There's so much that says Nida is an Erva. It's just, it's important to point out in terms of now when you want to read the answer in Tosas, whether it's convincing that he's saying Nida is not an Erva. And it's also important to point out because whatever answer we're going to say to Tosas' Kasha, we have to be able to answer for those who hold that Nida is an Erva, because that is overwhelmingly possible. That being said, you find so many exceptional cases within Nida. We already mentioned there's Tfisas Kedushin, there's no Mamzeris by Nida. A Kohen who's Baal Ishto Nido, the Vlad is not a Chalal. Esna Nida is Mutter according to Rav in the Gemara in Tmura. The Rambam in Yisur Mizbech quotes that. The way the Rambam says it is very good. V'chein ishto nida, esnana mutter, afal pishi erva. So you get everything in the Rambam here. He says she's an erva, and he says she's a mutter, the esnan, sorry, is mutter. You know, what we said before, nida is ne menes al atzma, even though in darishib erva pach v'shnayim. It's strange. It's overwhelmingly clear in the Rishonim and Achronim that there's a possibility Nida is an Erva. The Gemara seems to sound like that by the Hekesh Rabbi Yonah. And on the other hand, you have so many exceptions to the rule. So which is it? It's like Rabbeinu Tam in Maseches Chagiga, that it's hard to say that there's an Isser Malacha on Yantif when there's so many Heterim. It must be there's no Isser Malacha on Yantif. It's just like hard to understand such a thing. So I think the Yesod is one I've heard from Rav Tursky Shlit in the past, and I think it's the Derech HaMelech here. I think this is what everyone's going to have to come to at some point, regardless of where you are in the sugya. It's something that I took it out, and I'm not going to walk back there now to get it, but Rav Velvel writes about in the back of Chidushim Aron Rizalevi in the Mechtavim. So he has a letter there about really our topic, and he basically says you have to be mechalik between two ideas. One idea is that there's an isser of a maisa bia. Sometimes a woman is asura, is prohibited to someone because there's an isser of doing bia, of the maisa bia. That's the isser. That's what the Torah assers. But then there's other times, rare times, or, you know, rare meaning there's a lot of them because we count them in our Mishnah, but there are other times which are more unique, which are arayos. Arayos are not just an isser bia. Arayos are a chalos shem in the gavra. Arayos are something which has teeth, it has meaning objectively in the cheftza, in the cheftza, which is the gavra in our case. It's not a chiluk between cheftza and gavra. And it's something, therefore, which shteres kiddushin. It's something which shteres likuchin. It's something which is, it's an iser chasnas, meaning this relationship can't be. When you have an erva, it means this relationship can't be. When you have an iser bia, it doesn't mean this relationship can't be. When you have an iser bia, it means you can't do the maisa bia. The maisa bia is aser. Now, that's, I think, somewhat easy, that chiluk. What Revelvel adds here, and again, Rav Shimon Shkap has a similar thing, and the Rav Shach that we started with in the first Chabura, second Chabura technically, had the same point. What Revelvel brings out over here is that the fact that something's an Isser Bia, it could be an Isser Bias Erva. I mean, it could be a Maisa Erva, but it's not a Chalos Shem Erva in the Gavra. So he says, by Nida, she certainly is an she's an erva. She's an arayos. She's one of the arayos, but not in the chetza sheba, not in the gavra. She's not an erva. There's no chalashim erva in her. It's a maisa erva to be involved with such a woman, and that accounts for all the chilukim. Meaning, you can have a din of yahar v'yavor because you're not allowed to do this because it's an iser of gila arayos. And if yahar v'yavor is accounted for by the iser of gila arayos, not by the chalashim of gila arayos, then you could have yahar v'yavor on anida because it's an iser of erva. She's not an erva, but being with her is an isra arayos. Isra arayos is beyehar v'yavor. And every time the Gemara comes and tells you there's an exception by nida, the way the Gemara does it is always with a drasha. All the cases we said before, including the first one we said about tihini dasa alav, all of those cases are where we look at nida and we say she's one of the arayos. Answer, no, she's not an erva. Rather, it's a maisa arayos over here. There's a maisa of bias arayos over here. But the gavra herself is not an erva. So all those exceptions are accounted for because you have the iser erva, which is why the Gemara has to deal with it, but it comes out that she herself is not a shame erva. What Revelvel develops is that what's necessary to pater, we spoke about the exact flip case by Chamoso, so just it's the same chiluk, it's the same chakir, it's the same yisod, you just have to put it back together in the opposite direction. When we quote a Roshach by Chamoso, what Revelvel says over here is that what paters and what asers in the case of Yibam and Chalitza is a shame erva. That's what we're concerned about, a shame erva. The fact that something's a maisa erva, like nida, doesn't pater, doesn't aser in terms of Yibam. Why? Because we said before, the shame erva, the chalos shame erva negavra, shteres, it's an iser chasnas, it shteres chasnas, it doesn't allow for likuchen, it doesn't allow for the relationship. The maisa bia is a maisa bia ba'alma. So even if it's a maisa bia de erva, it doesn't shter the relationship. Yibam is about the relationship. Yibam is about the zika. Zika is not going to be paka. Zika is not going to be mufka just because there's an iser maisa erva over here. It's only going to be mufka if there's an iser of a chalos shame erva over here. The nida only has one of those things. She only has the maisa erva. She doesn't have the chalos shame erva in the gavra. That's exactly the point, though. Meaning, the Isha herself, if you thought about it on two planes, the Isha is Ru'uya Li'ibam, Be'etzem. You're just not allowed to do it. That's what it means, right? Even B'Shas Nidasa. Yeah, it was Usher to do it. Correct. Meaning, it was Usher to do it. I think the way I just said it is the clarity. Meaning, she is Mutara. She, if there wasn't, if we could divorce, you know, the action from the result, she is Ru'uya Li'ibam. She's not a Chal Shem Erba. She's not an Achlos Ishto. She's not any of those things. So if Bia would only be Mutter, it would be Chal. And there would be Mitzvah to do Yibam, correct? Elamai, there's an Isser of doing a Bia. There's an Isser of doing Bia of a Maisa Erba. Okay, but if he did the Maisa Erba, he's a bad guy. He didn't do the right thing. But she was Ru'uya for that to catch. It has teeth. That's exactly what Revelvel's saying. Is that it's not the Isser of Maisa Erba, then Shter Chasnas. It just says don't do it. But it doesn't prevent chasnas from happening. You look, Reb Shimon says the same thing, just in different words. Maybe some people it's clearer for them in the Chidushim on Yavamas here. Again, whatever angle you come from, wherever your question starts and whatever your answer trying to account for, I think that's like the Derech HaMelech here in the question about Nida in general. She has a shtick erva to her, but only in the sense of the Maisa, not in the sense of the Chalos and the Gavra. And that'll help with all the sugyas, in particular our sugya on the page. It's also important because, like we said in the second Chabura, we mentioned that we're going to have to come back to this Yisod a lot of times. You have to keep track of what the Ptur Yibam comes from. The Ptur Yibam doesn't come from the Maisa Erva or the Maisa Bia. It comes from the Chalos Shem of the Erva in the Gavra, which is why we said in the opposite direction, Chamoso, even if there's no Isser Maisa Bia on her anymore, because La'achar Misas Ishto, there's no Maisa Bia anymore, that's Aser. Even so, she still has the Chalos Shem Erva in her of Chamoso, and therefore she still blives by Arayos to be Bichlal the Mishnah, according to the way we're saying in Rashi, not like Rabbi Akiva Eiger. You'll do Chazara to remember that, but that the point is the exact same Chakira, just the other way. The point of what Pathers and what Asers by Yibam is the Shem Erva, not the Maisa Bia. Okay, Tosas continue here. So we said there were two Hanachas and Tosas in the Kasha. We dealt with the first hanacha was the limud. We dealt with the second hanacha, which is that the nida is an erva, which Tosas then flip on their head and say nida is not an erva. So we spoke about the machlokas rishonim in both cases and what Tosas are assuming and what the pushbacks may be and what the svaras may be. Tosas then come and suggest a second answer. Again, if we were getting to the nitty gritty, so we'd spend time trying to understand if what Tosas are answering here is the same question they started with. That is confusing and difficult, and there's a lot written about it, but we're just picking things to talk about, so we're not talking about that. So to say, ba'od nira l'chalik, there's another difference between all the arayas in the Mishnah and nida. The achos isha, afal pisha mesa ishto, achreichin, shuv lo tizakek liyibam, kevan sheniftar asha achas. By achos isha, you have a din of nesra. What's the din of nesra? If a woman had any point in the beginning, but we're making an assumption here, but Shas Nefila, she had a moment where she was Asura to the Yabam, so the fact that situation changes later on doesn't reverse the results. She remains Asura La'olam. Kemosh Nezer Sha'acha, since she was Asura in the very beginning, she's Asura La'olam. So to say, that's true by Achos Isha. Once she was Nezer Sha'acha, she's going to be Nezer La'olam. Keywords, Mishum Shnemar Derechad Achinom, because the Pasuk says Derechad Achinom. The Rishonim have different ways of formulating what the E Ne'imus is here, what the lack of a pleasant nature is to the relationship, but basically, it would be unpleasant, it would be cruel, to have an Isha who was initially Petura and therefore Mutaris Lashuk and able to remarry, and then later on tell her, by the way, you have to be misyabemis, you have to get involved in Yibam again. That would be cruel. Why is either because she'd be Tizgan al-Baila or another reason Rashi and the Rishonim debate in other places in the Gemara. It's if you look up the Gemaras that are quoted here, Pei Zayin and Chav Zayin, you'll find most of those things. It's not really our Nidon right now. But Derechad Achinoa means that because it's going to be not nice to have her be Petura and then Chayebes in Yibam, so we say once she's Petura in the beginning, once she's a Surah in the beginning, Kevan Shenesra, she's Nesra La'olam. Yeah? That's the call of Kevan Nesra. So Tosas say that's Mishum Shenema Derechad Achinoam. So what? So what does that have to do with our case? Tosas say, yeah, but our case is different than Achos Isha. By Achos Isha, there's a problem of Kevan Shenesra there's a problem of Derechad Achinoam, and therefore Kevan Shenesra Nesra. By Nida, reading inside, Aval Nida, Darke Noam he. Anida always waits, whatever, 12, 15 days before she's able to be with her husband. That's normal marital living. That's a regular marriage. Is that a healthy woman? Every half a month, she takes a break for half a month. That's a normal case. That's not a lack of derech adachinom. That's a regular marriage. So if a woman's anida b'sha'as nefila, and now she has to wait to be able to be misyabemes because she's anida, No, that's a regular case of marriage, not a big deal. So we're not going to apply Kevan Denes or Nesra to Anida because there's no lack of Darchei Noam in the case of Anida. It's just a regular case of living together, being off for 12, 15 days is no big deal. Yeah? Everyone's with me? That's all Tosas, yeah? So the Rebbe Chanan in Kovetz Ha'aretz, in the beginning of Simin Vav, he clears a Chakira over here. I think it's interesting because he starts with our Tosas and then he clears this Chakira, but I don't think he comes back to our Tosfos. But if you've taken a look at Kovetz Aharos, the fact that I didn't see it there doesn't mean anything. Could be anywhere in the Sefer. I have no idea if he came back to this. But he clears the Hakira as follows, and we'll say it in our words because in interest of time, but it's worth reading inside. Rabbi Chanan clears the following Hakira. Is the pshat in Derech Hadarchei Noam, is that the Siba or the Simin of the Ptur of Kevin Shenesra? Meaning we have a din of Kevin Shenesra, once a woman is Asura, Sha'achas, she's going to be Asura La'olam. Is the answer to the why of that because of Derech Hadarchei Noam? Because it wouldn't be right for a woman to first be Ptura and then be called back a month later, a year later, 2 years later and say, hey, you have to do Yibam or you have to do Chalitza in order to get out of this Zika. So that wouldn't be fair. That wouldn't be nice. That would be cruel. Derech Hadarchei Noam dictates, it proves, it makes it necessary that there be a din of Kevin Shenesra Nesra. Or is the pshat that Derech Hadarchei Noam is a simin ledavar, that there's a din of Kevin Shenesra Nesra. Meaning, once we know the pasuk of Derech Hadarchei Noam, we realize the Torah is always pleasant in all its ways, we realize there must be a din that an Isha, Mishas Misa, is judged. So if the Mishas Misa, there are no banim, we're not going to call her back later on. Kevin Shenesra Nesra, we're not going to call her back later on. It's not because of Derech Hadarchei Noam, but Derech Hadarchei Noam is Megala, that's the Gzeiras HaKasuv, that we go by Shas Misa, and we're never going to have a case where we call her back. Is it a Simon or a Siba? So, again, Rabbi Chanan does bring Rios for different Stadim here, but L'chora our Tosis Pashat assuming one side, no? Isn't our Tosis assuming it's a Siba? Again, if Derech Hadarchei Noam meant that since we know Derech Hadarchei Noam, it must be that once a woman is Asura, she's Asura La'olam, if that was the case, then regardless of whether any given case has Derech Hadarchei Noam involved in it or lack thereof, regardless of whether that's true in any given case, it will always be true that Kevan Shenesra and Ezra. But Tosas seem to be saying, no, Kevan Shenesra and Ezra is Mishum Shenemar Derech Hadarchei Noam, and therefore if you could dream up a case where there's no lack of Ne'imus in making her wait, it wouldn't be a din of Kevan Shenesra and Ezra. What case would that be? Nida. Anida is Asura Bishaita, but it's not such a long wait. It's not such a big deal. There's no lack of Ne'imus in making her wait a little bit. So we don't apply Kevin Shenesra and Ezra, because Derech Hadarchei Noam as a Siba, as a Tam, doesn't apply in this case to Pater. That's what Tosar is saying. But if Derech Hadarchei Noam was just a Simin, was just a Hochacha, a Raya, that there's a din of Kevin Shenesra and Ezra, then great. Once we have Derech Hadarchei Noam, we know that we always say Kevin Shenesra and Ezra. There are no exceptions to that rule. It should always be true of Kevin Shenesra and Ezra. But those are saying, no, it's Mishum. It's Mishum. The reason for Kevin Shenesra and Ezra is Derech Hadarchei Noam. And that's why Nida is different, because there is no problem of Derech Hadarchei Noam. That's Tosas on our page. The end of Tosas also. Tosas say that a Katan, she's not going to be Nefteres, a Yabam Katan, she's not going to be Pater from Yibam, because that is Derech Hadarchei Noam. It's not a psul of Derech Hadarchei Noam. Same thing. There can be exceptions because the rule is based on the reason, not that the reason the Derech Hadarchei Noam is just a similar davar that the rule is true. You have this also on Yedzayim and Beis. The Gemara in Yedzayim and Beis wonders. The Gemara in Yedzayim and Beis gives a drasha for the fact that Eishes Achiv Shalai Be'alamo is Asura to the Ampetura from Yibam. So Tosas ask a question, all the Rishonim deal with it. Why do you need a drasha for that? Isn't it just Kevan Shenesra and Ezra? So Tosas say, no. You could have a case where there wouldn't be a lack of Derech Hadarchei Noam. If her mother-in-law, the mother of the deceased, is pregnant Bishas Misas Baila. She's pregnant Bishas Misas Baila. So there's no other brother to do Yibam currently, but he's in the womb. He's ready to go. So in that case, it wouldn't be a lack of Derech Hadarchei Noam, says Tosas. There are other answers in Rishonim. Some of them more fundamental about Zika. But that's Tosas to say. So what Tosas are clearly assuming there is that in that case, it is true that Bishas Misa, she was Asura. And therefore, if you have a din of Kevin Shenesra and Ezra, she should be Asura La'olam, correct? But it happens to be a case where she was Asura Bishas Misa, but waiting wouldn't be such a problem of Derech Hadarchei Noam. Why? Because if it's a boy, it's not such a big deal to wait. I don't know. It sounds like it is a big deal, but okay. It's not a big deal to assume. So it's not a problem of Derech Hadarchei Noam. Therefore, Kevin Shenesra and Ezra doesn't apply. So what are Tosas assuming? If not for a reason of Derech Hadarchei Noam, the whole din of Kevin Shenesra and Ezra falls away. Not that it's a simin ladavar that the din is Kevin Shenesra and Ezra la'olam. No, you need Derech Chaya Derech Hinom in every given case to tell you Kei Mishnah Esra Nesra. And if you don't have it in any given case, like Nida, like a Yavam Katan, like the case of Chamosa, who is pregnant, is Muberes, Bishas Mises HaBaal, you won't have the Isser of Kei Mishnah Esra Nesra because it's a Simen. It's not a Simen, it's a Siba. So Rabbi Chanan has the Chakira, Yesh Lain, why he didn't bring... Maybe he did somewhere else. Why didn't he bring the Auratosis as the Gufa proof to one Zad? Other Achronim ask the question or point out differently. We're saying it as a Chakira. Others assume it's Pasha that it's a Simen and they ask from Auratosis, how could it be that it's a Simen if Tosas are assuming it's a Siba? So, you know, clearly what we're saying is the right, is a correct read of Tosas. We're corroborating that by the Achronim, but they ask it as a question because they have other assumptions. Okay, we all want to go to listen to the music, so maybe we'll speed up on the last point. I'll give you some Armakomas instead of spelling it out. So, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Ebenezer Simen Kuf Samach Dalid, Hayevama lo tesyabim be'es nidasa, b'shaz nidus, she doesn't do yivam, aval chaletzes hi, but she does chalitza. V'im avar v'yabam v'yibim, Uba la beis nidos nidusa kana. If they were over and they did yibam b'shas nida, it would taka work like Tosas quoted for us from the Gemara Pesachim Naraya. So what the Shulchan Aruch here Paskin is from straight from the Rush. The Rush in Siman Beis in our parak. The Rush says this that a yivama should not be misyabim when she's a nida. It would be chal b'diavad if they did it, and that chalitza sa chalitza. So the Vilna Gaon, in his commentary here on the Shulchan Aruch, so in explaining why the Shulchan Aruch paskins that nida chaletzes, he says, because of what the Rush said, which is what the Shulchan Aruch says, that imba alakna'a, which apparently shows you that if you have the ability b'dieved, that if you were miyabim, it would be chal, so it shows you that the chalitza can work too. Because she was ra'i, she was ola libam b'shas chalitza. The Taz, in his commentary here, says a different reason. He says the first reason, the Rush. He says that the reason why chalitza aval chaletzesi, according to the Shulchan Aruch, is because, not because imba alakna, because what the Rush says first, which is lichesh titar v'titbol, she'll be mutares. So since she's going to be mutares, therefore chalitza works. So it's a pella why the Taz chose that reason. Once you have imba alakna, isn't it obviously that she's ola liyibam, imba alakna, and therefore you don't need any other reason to say chaletzes. So why is the Taz quoting the first reason of that if she would be Matari herself, she's different than the Raya, so if she'd be Matari herself, she'd already be Mataris to him. Okay, but I have a better reason, in Balakna. So again, we don't have time to spell this out, but Ahara, the Rush is talking about what case? He says, maybe her Chalitza should be Psula, because she's similar to a Chalitza, it's similar to a Chalitza's Meuberes. So again, Lamed Hey and Memalef, we don't have time for now. What the Rush is clearly talking about over here, again, you have to look these things up, I'm not doing justice at all. What the Rush is talking about is a case of chalitza b'dieved. Meaning the Rush thinks, don't do chalitza on anida. If you did, chalitza sa chalitza. Right? What's a great reason for that? In ba'alak nana. The same way that if I did yibam, it would work b'dieved. So too, if I did chalitza, it would work b'dieved. She's ra'i to a b'dieved dika yibam. She's ra'i to a b'dieved dika chalitza. Okay. What did the Shulchan Aruch say? Hayivama lo tisyabim be'es nidasa, aval choletzesi. The Shulchan Aruch seems to be saying lechatchila. A person is allowed to, can, be choletz, an isha nida, b'shas nidasa. Now, the fact that kevan deba'ala kna'a doesn't prove that, because that's b'dieved. What does prove that? Says the Taz, the first parrot in the Rush. That since she can be matar herself, she's not so asura even right now. Now, it's a big chiddush. It's very lamdish. We're not taking away from the chiddush. But the second teretz of the Rush doesn't account for the Shulchan Aruch. So says the Taz, very good in the Rush. In the Rush, you could say a bidyavid answer for a bidyavid question. But the Shulchan Aruch is asking a different question. How do I know lichatchila you could be choletz on an isha who's a nida b'shaita? Answer, because she's not so asura b'shaita, because she has the ability to mitire herself. That's the, again, you have to look at all these things because we didn't do it justice because we rushed. But no pun intended. But it's a kedai mamam comes to look into. Okay, we'll stop here.